Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is Sean's birthday. We've technically done a Sean's birthday before previously, but this is Sean's 30th birthday.
Maybe the recap, the remix. I'm so excited.
But first, very exciting news. Everybody's gonna lose their fucking minds over this.
Yeah.
This is like some crazy shit. This never happens.
Holy shit.
We unlocked a new Brie hairstyle.
Oh my god, we did.
New hairstyle just dropped. Patreon exclusive. See the half up, half down Arianka.
You've had the hat week and now you have the new hairstyle week. Seriously, the patrons just keep getting exclusive gold.
Yeah.
So if you want to become a patron and see my new hairstyle, you can go over to at I Can Explain Podcast on Instagram. Click the link in the bio, become a patron. You get all the episodes on video, which is really awesome. And you get to see my hairstyle. I feel like I'm like going to a pep rally or something, but I think that's because before we started recording, I was wearing my Cowboys jacket, but it was too loud to wear.
It's definitely giving like cheer core.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Like it's a straight girl and like her like boyfriend's jacket kind of vibe.
I feel like it fits me though.
You're giving femmy.
I'm very femmy today. Yeah. Oh my god. I feel kind of cute. Yeah, so what happened was I came over in an Uber today because I had a car fiasco. And I walked up to the Uber. Today's Easter, by the way, when we're actually filming. Yeah. Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. Jesus has risen. He rose today, right? He came back today for round two? How long is he back for?
He said, I'm back again. And they're all like, fuck. And then he death dropped. And they're all like, I'm gagged.
He dies again, like, quickly? Or how long does it last?
I thought he was, like, gone for, like, 3 days. Didn't they, like, put him in a cave or something?
Yeah, and then he emerges from the cave.
Yeah, and he's like...
Yeah, but then when does he die again? Because I thought he died on the cross. So did they re-put him on the cross?
I thought he died on the cross and then they just like stuffed him in a cave.
Yeah, but then he's back. This is what I'm confused
of. Did he die of like old age now?
This is what I'm saying. So why do people say he died on the cross? Because he came back.
Maybe he didn't die because he's Jesus now. Like he's immortal. I guess.
So he died on the cross, but then he came back, but he's...
Still here?
But he's not... real anymore. Like
we need some Jesus lore.
Yeah. See, I did learn this at some point in my life, but then I just blacked it out.
I assume since he died on the cross and then came back, he didn't die again. I think that's the whole thing. He like died for his sins, then he came back and was like...
He came back, but in a more razzle-dazzle way.
I also feel like if you die for someone's sins and then you come back to life, it's a little bit of a cop-out.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm trying to get at. When you say he died on the cross for our sins, it makes it seem like he gave up a lot, but he gave up 3 fucking days. Which I can stay in a room for 3 days. I could stay in a cave for 3 days. Sounds relaxing.
It sounds like something I'd pay for.
People do on Airbnb. I guarantee if you looked up
Jesus cave
Jesus caving experience,
I bet they like so put you this they put
though. You up, oh it's so years in advance for
influencers.
Easter. Oh my god, yeah, they're all on the cross like and then they like walk you into your cave. They put you in there for 3 days, but like with open bar snacks.
Those Christian influencers,
yeah, and then they
Christian
open it
influencers
up. You know what, I kind of love them,
yeah,
because they're so in their own little fucking bubble. They have no fucking idea what's going on.
No, I also love looking at religion. I don't really, I don't have a problem with religion as a whole.
Yeah.
I obviously have a problem with a lot of sections of religious people that have an issue with queer communities, obviously. But I love looking at religion from an incredibly unreligious lens.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Like the sins thing.
It's so like, it's just, it really is the razzle dazzle of life. Like they just have these little books and they open them up and they're like this is what we're supposed to do. Yeah, they're not allowed to touch bread and water for more than 18 minutes.
Yeah,
you not
I've
hear
been
about
on
that?
Orthodox Jew TikTok. Miriam, do you know Miriam? Our good bitch Miriam.
Good bitch Miriam.
They, you're also not supposed to, I think it's something to do with your food isn't supposed to touch any flour over Passover. So
it people, can't leaven. So leavening means the bread and the water, or like the flour and the water yeah, touching.
Right.
And leavening begins after 18 minutes of it touching. So you know how they have that really flat bread
yeah.
for Passover? It is because it's unleavened. So they have to make it. And I shit you not, I know this because of TikToks as well.
Yeah.
They have these special bakeries. And what they do is through one hole of the wall, they put flour in a bowl. And then through another hole in the wall, they put water in the bowl to make sure that the flour and the water are so separate before they're right about to mix. And then they have timers going. And between the time that they touch the bowl and the time it's totally cooked, it has to be less than 18 minutes or else it is in the trash, like garbage, like, oh my God, terrible. See,
but then I think there's also something that the food that you eat over Passover isn't supposed to touch flour. There's like some sort of separation that's supposed to happen. And a bunch of people put like tin foil on their counters.
Oh, interesting.
So they can still use their kitchen. And Miriam puts like a basically like a fucking vinyl wrap, like she's wrapping her like Honda Civic. She vinyl wraps her granite counters with like a marble wrap every Passover. And my thing is, all the respect to these people for doing that, like live your life, follow your truth.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I knew heaven was real,
I'm skipping that one.
There's so many things that I'd skip. Like, even if they're like, this will get you into heaven and like everlasting,
it's exhausting.
I'd be like, it's kind of a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot. And you know what? I just start to think it's like setting boundaries with friends.
Yeah.
At a certain point, if God wants me to bubble wrap my kitchen,
yeah,
is he really my friend? You know, like that seems like a lot to ask.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't ask that of my best friends.
And I feel like if I made the bold claim that I was dying for everybody's sins, I'd at least be gone a week.
At least, like make it a little more or dramatic.
Like at least 5 business days. But this bitch took the weekend.
He took the weekend off.
Yeah.
He, you know, did a skincare routine, you know, had some coconut water.
Got filler.
Yeah. Came out. That's what it was. He was actually getting one of those laser skin treatments that you kind of have to hide away for a few days after. Because,
yeah, the sun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm on Rich Bitch Orthodox Jew TikTok because these bitches have separate Passover kitchens that they only use once a year during Passover so that they don't have
Miriam's,
to do that cleaning.
Miriam's just our everyday girl. So
wow.
She does the vinyl wrap.
Yeah, what else? They can't eat seafood, so I'd be gone right away.
You can't do that.
I'm just totally done. But they have a lot of food rules. I find it fascinating.
There are. There's also a lot about like the use of electronics on weekends and things like that. But a lot of them, I love, there's so many workarounds.
Yeah.
A lot of them just turn everything on.
And then just keep it going.
And then keep it on for like the full weekend that they're not, because you're not supposed to, I think it's that you're not supposed to like interact or like turn on electronic, but they're like, oh, it's already on.
See, that's my thing. If you're making like fun little loop around rules, are you really following it? Because like if there was a God and he intended that you are not supposed to use electronics.
Yeah.
You just having like Bravo TV running for like 72 hours straight, I don't think that's what he intended.
And if you have Bravo TV running for 72 hours straight, you're already in heaven.
That is the fucking truth. Have you been watching Real Housewives of Miami?
Of course I have.
Oh my, I know this is not the podcast for these topics necessarily, but
it's a lot. It's definitely the best franchise currently.
Oh, and the fact that it went away, I'm like, this is where the tea is. Like, exactly. Why were we not
like
here?
Rich.
They're so rich. Yeah. The fact that all this is happening on an episode where they take like a private jet, a private yacht, like they're at a private resort, like the backdrop for this chaos is wild. And I find it fascinating because as someone who's watching, who's both not straight and not in Miami in a bikini trying to marry a wealthy man.
You're not?
Not yet. But after this hairstyle, I might, you know, and honestly, I'm starting to like kind of feel myself maybe, and I might get there soon.
Your Dallas Cowboys jacket and just a bikini.
Kind of chic. That's, yeah. I feel like that's very, what's her name? The new TikTok girl. The TikTok girl. That everyone, TikTok.
Alex Earl.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, I feel like she'd wear hair like this. Oh my God, am I Alex Earl?
You're my Alex Earl.
Thank you so much. Oh my God. So this is the whole premise for anyone who doesn't watch or doesn't care.
We also sidelined this conversation because you were talking about religion for your travel, but we'll circle back.
We'll
casting a wide net.
We're really, you know, yeah. Sean's birthday episode is off to a great start. Lots of birthday details. Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
We're all birthed. Yeah. Everybody's got it.
Everyone's feeling Jesus is back.
Yay!
It's everyone's birthday. It's great. So there's like this like knowledge within the Miami scene that if you marry like a rich man, more times than not, when you get to like 40 plus, they're gonna like trade you in for a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Right. And all of them talk about it less like, oh my God, like this man or these men are so fucked up, and more like you need to keep your man close.
Yeah.
And like you need to stay really fit and you need to get all these surgical procedures and have the hair extensions and like make sure your man is like sexually pleased. Like it's less about like this is a problem with the men and their egos and more about like what can you do to keep these men interested while there are other quote unquote options out there that are younger and like hotter.
Yeah.
Which is like so fucked up to begin with.
Totally.
And it's just fascinating to me because I think a lot of people would see these women's lives and see them, you know, on these like private jets and yachts and like everything's paid for and they don't have a worry in the world when it comes to money and stuff like that. But then like when you strip it all back, like their day to day is just spent trying to bottle youth in a way of keeping their husband, like they have no genuine true love in their life.
Yeah.
Which is so sad because that's not true love. Like if you think that your like husband, your plastic surgeon husband or your lawyer husband at any point could just walk out and trade you in and your entire day to day like surrounds like just making him happy enough to want to stay. That's so fucked.
They treat their wives like cars.
Yes.
Like genuinely, like my 3-year lease is up. It's still a perfectly good car.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of bored of it. I want something new.
It's
I'm
disgusting.
Done riding in it.
And can you imagine how bad that is for your psyche to constantly be on edge like that? Well, like I think one of the biggest benefits to being in a long-term relationship is the groundedness of feeling like safe. And obviously things can always happen and, you know, relationships change and you never really know that it's going to be forever. But on a day to day in a good relationship, you should feel safe. Like I shouldn't wake up every morning thinking like, is Julia going to leave me today?
Yeah.
And the fact that all these women live in that constant fear is so fucked. Mm-hmm. I don't think any money is worth that. Unless you go in the same way the man does, as this is a complete business transaction.
Right.
And I don't give a fuck at all.
I'm gonna get a mansion. I'm gonna get some new tits.
Yeah. I'm gonna like live a lavish lifestyle. I'm gonna have some cute kids and those will be my happiness. And like, I just have totally accepted that at one point he's gonna cheat on me or leave me.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only way to do it if you're in that headspace.
Totally.
And honestly, rock on. If you wanna do that, good for you.
That's the real girl boss.
Hell yeah. But okay, so I was on my way over here in my Uber and it is Jesus's day or like day after multiple days that was his day.
His like bender or whatever. Also, wouldn't it be so awkward if you put Jesus on the cross and then he came back? Like we need to talk about those people more.
That's so true. That's so embarrassing. That's so mortifying. Like you really thought you did something.
The group chat.
Oh my God.
Like, guys, Jesus is back. And they're like, no, we literally put him in a cave. And they're like, no, he's back. I saw him around town.
looking great, skin's fresh as fuck. Everybody's
losing their mind that he's back.
No, that's actually so embarrassing.
No, so embarrassing.
Oh my God. I'd stick myself in a cave.
Yeah, bitch. I'd be nailing myself to a cross.
Like, wow. That's true. We don't talk about them enough.
No.
They deserve to tell their story.
We need to be sympathizers for them.
We need like an E-News report on their side.
Yeah. I want the dinner after the Last Supper.
Yes. Yeah, like the gal's brunch.
Like, did they invite him to dinner again?
Oh yeah. There's the empty seat there. They're like,
hey Jesus, are you free on Friday?
Sorry, things got a little awkward there.
I know
there.
We said it was the Last Supper, but we're all kind of hungry. There's this new place that opened. You look great, by the way.
Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. Love what you've done. Yeah. Wow. Gorgeous. Did like a hair mask. Yeah. Clearly you're glowing. Absolutely glowing.
They're like, did you get more abs? It's crazy.
He was on a juice cleanse in the case. So I walk out, and this is genuinely, which I think a lot of people, especially in the States, would find surprising, or maybe other areas of Canada as mm-hmm. well. But because I live in Vancouver, this was the first time I've ever seen like a religious bumper sticker on a rideshare vehicle.
I have never seen one on a rideshare
right?
vehicle.
Right? Yeah. And I have in the States. The States, like, I've gotten into cars and they're playing like Jesus Radio, or like, you know, they have like the bumper stickers or whatever. But here I never have. So in a way I was like, this is Jesus speaking to me.
Right.
Because I've never seen this before, and I walk out to get in my
Easter Sunday.
This is what I'm saying. It's Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. The bitch is back. I walk out and the bitch is like, "Hello." Like,
did you forget about me?
Did you forget? I'm back.
Yeah.
You forget about our plans, our brunch plans? Like, seriously. So I look, and on the back of the vehicle it says like Jesus, like, I'll eat Jesus's ass or something. Like, it's, you know, a bumper sticker like that.
The classic.
The classic yeah. one. And you know, I like to eat ass, so I'm here for it. Yeah. And if you want to eat Jesus's, that's fine. I, you know.
Do you want Jesus to eat yours? Like,
that's cool. I'm totally down. So I get in the vehicle, and I think I kind of pulled a, you know, when straight people get into an elevator with a gay person and they're like, go gays, like, say something like that. They're like, oh, my sister-in-law is gay. Yeah. Like,
You
I won't hate crime you in this elevator yeah. kind of thing.
You're getting like, Jesus is so slick.
I got in and I was like, fuck, Jesus, man, that guy, right? Like,
great dude.
That guy. Holy shit. Doesn't get better than him. What a fucking jam, right? No, so I get in. I thought this was actually very sweet of me, right? I'm trying to, you know, get within the culture of the vehicle that yeah. I'm arriving into. Yeah. I get in and I say, Happy Easter. Is that not a normal thing to say?
Is that what Jesus would say?
Well, I think so. Like, isn't that what we're doing? Is that not what we're doing here today?
I guess. Do you say Happy Easter? That seems normal to me.
I don't know. That's why I'm triggered about it. I thought that was normal.
No, that seems normal.
I thought that was normal. What am I supposed to say? Like, Happy Rebirth of Christ? Like, what am I supposed to
say?
Maybe
that's what he wanted.
Maybe. Honestly, I get in and I said, Happy Easter.
Mm-hmm. Hoppy Easter.
Oh, no, because then he wouldn't like that because that's bunny related.
Where did the bunny come from?
That's false prophecy.
Where did the bunny come from?
It's for people that want to buy things, you know, because it's like, it's less cute to buy like Jesus bleeding on a cross for like your tablescape.
For you.
But your tablescape would love that. Yeah. But like, you know, if you're doing a little centerpiece, eggs are cuter, I think. Okay. Or like little bunnies and stuff.
I wonder
stuff.
If Jesus liked eggs. Anyways, sorry. Happy Easter. So I think that's fine.
I thought that was fine. That I thought that was fine. Like a sweet and generic thing to say.
Yeah.
Right? So I, Happy Easter. The look he gave me in the rear view mirror was like, I was the one who nailed Jesus to the cross.
You were the final nail. Like, in the coffin.
Like, literally,
the cross.
He looked at me like, you fucking,
you were the one that rolled
bitch.
The rock in front of the cave.
Literally.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of perplexed, yeah. right? Because I thought, here I am.
I thought we were doing Jesus.
I thought we were doing the Jesus thing today. Yeah. Thought we were vibing about it. Also, I'm wearing my Dallas Cowboys jacket.
Does that have a D, or is it literally just Alice?
No, it has a D. It's just folded. It's just folded. Okay. Oh, Patreon exclusive. Get to see the jacket. Like,
do you get a bootleg?
It doesn't have the D, but it's really not a big deal. Alice Cowboys. Love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just thought, you know, I was giving straight.
Okay.
I was giving girl going to an Easter brunch.
Yes.
And was giving Christian lifestyle.
Okay.
So I thought that he would appreciate a happy Easter.
Warmly welcomed.
And instead, I was hate crimed.
Okay.
Immediately.
Interesting.
With his eyes.
Oh.
He didn't say a word back.
Oh. The whole ride?
Didn't say a word to me the whole ride.
You said that you had a sermon. I thought he was trying to pray the gay out of you.
Kind of. So I get in. There is no music playing or anything playing. Okay. I say, happy Easter. He shoots me the dirty look. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then he turns on the radio. Okay.
Okay.
Turns on the radio. So at this point, also, I know he can hear.
Yeah.
Because if he likes to listen to the radio.
Maybe he was putting it on for your comfort.
That's possible. That is possible.
Let's not assume.
But okay, let's not assume. You know what? I'm going to assume. I'm going to say odds are. And if I'm wrong, I'll die on that cross.
Okay.
Okay. But I think he can hear.
Okay.
Okay. And I think he just hates me. So then I'm listening. He turns on the radio. This radio is like Sermon Central.
Okay.
Like, you are all gonna burn in fucking hell.
Nice.
And I was like, this is a vibe.
Like talking or
talking
songs?
No songs.
Okay. Just that sounds like a bop.
Yeah, no, that's a Kim Petras set. Yeah. No, this was just talking, but it was like extremist Christian.
Nice.
Talking. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, happy Easter, like, you know, gather around and love Christ. Like, I can vibe with that. That sounds nice. Yeah. You know what? You know, as long as you're not hating on me and again, it's like, I could vibe. I'm here for a happy Easter. It was like, you all fucking suck. And the devil is going to fuck you for eternity in hell.
Raw. Our boy JC died for you.
Literally. Like, they were pissed. They were. And I found that to be a little aggressive because I'm like, you don't know me, Mr. Radio Man, and you're already aggressive with me that I've done something wrong.
You do have sinner energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just a very weird space to be in because I was like, this man hates me.
Yes.
Like, as he already, I feel like, hated me. Maybe I was doing something wrong. I don't know.
You're like very obviously a lesbian though.
No, too. I'm not. That's the thing I get confused by. Why do you say that? I don't think I am. I think I'm giving straight girl them.
First going of all, your half up, half down wasn't happening.
Ever since I put this hair up, I just feel like I'm in my straight girl era. Like, I'm like, what are you talking about? I am just giving, I'm giving little femmy energy. Like, oh my God. No, but I genuinely don't think I give lesbian on the day to day.
You give at least, at minimum, bisexual, and they do not like that shit either.
At minimum bisexual. At
bare minimum. And they're not tossing any love to that.
So. I don't understand what I gotta do. Like, I gotta be in like a little like peplum dress.
Probably.
Like a little Easter dress.
Yeah, an Easter dress.
With a basket. Like, yeah. I get in with a little
and
basket.
Like heels, but with the socks with the little
with the
frill
ruffle,
edge.
The frills, yeah. The frills. There is something about Christian influencers that they just like dress like toddlers for their whole life.
It's very toddlers in Tiara's core.
It is. Like, yeah. they pick a style at like 7, mm-hmm. and then they just roll with it.
Yeah.
Like, they got like the little puff sleeves. They've got like the little ruffles on their dresses. It's very fascinating, actually. But yeah, so that was a really interesting ride over, especially since I thought I was trying to be considerate.
Yeah.
And, you know, give all the good blessings.
You should have asked the questions that we're asking.
Like, which ones? About
why
eating
3
ass?
Days?
What? Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this.
Did Jesus die again?
Since we're here, sir, and since we clearly, you know, want to deep dive with this radio program, can I ask you just a couple little questions? But seriously, if
I,
like,
I have a few plot holes to point out.
Can you imagine? No, but seriously, like, if I get in a ride share, like, yeah. I'm in your personal vehicle, a lot of times when I get out, people will say, like, oh, like, God bless you or whatever. I'll say back, God bless you. What's wrong with that? You think that's weird? What's wrong with that?
I would never.
Why?
Mutter those words.
Really?
To anyone.
If someone says it to me, they're doing it in a nice way, so I'll just give it to them back.
I would never.
This is what I'm saying. I am down to vibe.
Be Jesus core.
I'm... Jesus, the devil, to shut off our shut off our video. No, I'm down to be to love Jesus, but the Jesus people aren't letting me love Jesus.
I'm gagged. If I tried to say God bless you to somebody, I think
you're telling me a cute
biblical
little
angel would come down and rip me in half.
A cute little old person driving a rideshare says God bless you.
I'd say you thank don't say you, or like
God
you
bless
too.
You back. God
never.
Bless you.
I would never.
See, this, I think I am so down to just assimilate.
I think you're sad that this man didn't think that you were Jesus core.
Oh, 100%, because I like to lie, right? Like, I like I to thought, lie in Ubers. I thought this was going to be a moment for me to, like, vibe out.
And you're, like, an actress. Like, I think mm-hmm. that you're upset that he didn't feel the fantasy with you.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, I think that is the root yeah. of the problem, actually, because I do... It's... Rideshares are an experience for me because I get to be...
I love lying.
I love it.
But
it's
I always
so
have
fun.
To be, in all of my stories, because of how I am, I always have to be gay.
Yeah, you
like
can't really adjust.
That's one character, the character decision that always,
it stays.
Always stays. But career changes.
Oh, we're all over the place.
My favorite is... my favorite
yeah.
rideshare mm-hmm. lie is when you're going to the airport.
Where are you going? They say, where are you going? I'm like, Dubai
I'm
to
going
meet
to like
my husband.
Calgary for work, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, just my French lover Pierre. He's bringing me on his yacht.
I told like, someone one time that I was going to Ireland for a food fair. That wasn't happening. I just decided that's what I was
doing. I literally don't trust people that don't lie in Ubers.
Me neither. Why are you telling the truth?
Try something out.
Try give it.
Just try it out.
It's improv on wheels yeah, is what it
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. Not a single person would ever know that I'm single.
It's yes and constant just on wheels. Yeah. I love it. I literally love it. But exactly. So as I saw the Jesus Eats Ass sticker, yeah. as I was walking into the car, I had already decided on my character.
Right.
I was like, he's going to love me because I'm going to get in. I'm going to love Jesus.
I'm
my
Claire.
Whole, yeah. I'm going to meet my like boyfriend, like Steve, and we're going to talk about how much we love Jesus. He didn't give me that.
No, he didn't. I just realized a fear of mine mm-hmm. that I just got in this moment.
Okay.
And that is that they bring back Cash Cab. Do you remember Cash Cab?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But in Ubers, and I am somehow on lying. It, and they put my story on the TV,
and
it's me in the biggest lie.
Oh my God, I would
new
actually
name.
Fucking love that.
I'm visiting Vancouver.
This is the first time.
Imagine what a psycho you would look like. The lights go off. I have an accent.
And you want the money, so you sign off on the release, hoping no one's going to watch it. Because they're like, well, here's $5,000. And you're like, fuck, I guess all your family and friends, your exes are watching.
I have like a German accent. I'm like, I love this country.
So honestly, just for the look on your face when the lights come on, it would be worth every fucking penny. That show needs to be made because everyone lies. Like, that is so funny. Oh my God, we need to pitch that show because seriously, the people are lying out here, and I respect it.
And like, even like when you're in an Uber with a friend, sometimes you're both spewing lies.
Yeah, well, you have to.
That could be a very bad situation.
The shock of that moment. Oh my gosh. I always like, I feel like also Ubers are an opportunity for me to manifest because
right.
I'm always like overshooting like what I'm doing. Like I'm telling people that I'm like, oh yeah, like I work for this like big marketing firm and I'm going to like
totally.
You know, rebrand Coca-Cola.
You're like, you know the guy on the Pringles can?
I did that. Oh, that is me. Like that image was actually
was
crafted
me.
Off me.
They took a few artistic liberties, but the essence was me.
I actually invented yeah, Pringles. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a vampire as well. I've been alive for 200 years.
Yeah, why not?
Like, just roll with
just
it.
Just go with it.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention. And it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in-app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Okay, so speaking of being alive for 200 years, your birthday.
My birthday. You had so much fun, right?
Oh my God, I had the best time ever.
It was literally the best night ever.
It was
you
so
stayed
fun.
Out till like 5 a.m.
We were just partying.
I was asleep in my bed and I could hear you out in my living room.
Yeah.
Just like.
I just didn't stop.
You were just living.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful to see.
It was so amazing. No, so Sean had a beautiful planned mm-hmm. of going for dinner. There was like a 2-hour time slot for dinner.
Yes.
And then there was like a 1-hour time slot for cocktails.
Which I do think more people should do.
Mm-hmm. That was a great idea.
I think that is a good transitionary
bridge.
Period.
Totally. Instead of just going
you need
from
change
dinner
a
to
location.
A club. Yeah.
And you could honestly not even do the club because like.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a birthday or something, we could have just got shit-faced at that bar.
Yeah, it would have been so fun.
Yeah.
But I do like the change of location because speaking of being like pretending you are somebody and like lying, like when you're at a nice dinner, you're trying to act like a normal human being for like the serving staff. Like, you know, you're like, you're doing it up. So you almost need to like change locations in order to go feral.
Exactly.
You know?
And the seating group gets changed around. You
yes.
can sit beside
switches
new people.
Up a bit.
It's
that's
just,
true.
I highly recommend. So yeah, we...
Yeah. So, and then the third stop was going to be one of the bars on Davie Street.
Yeah.
So anyways, we get to the dinner. And also, if you listen to last week's podcast, prior to filming it, we had talked about, meaning me and you, how you were going to do, obviously for like fucking years, that it was going to be funeral themed.
Of course.
So like when we got the invites like 3 weeks ago, Sean sent like an Instagram DM to all the friends. I sent a separate DM to friends being like, hey guys, I have this idea. I want to make like a funeral brochure for Sean's birthday where we all like write things to Sean that are like kind of like half roasty, half nice, whatever. Yeah. And they were like, oh, great idea, whatever. So, like, I collected it and, like, you know, made on Canva, like, a little funeral brochure. pamphlet, whatever you call it. And then it was so funny and not funny, but like when we recorded the last episode, I was like, is this too dark? I was like, no, this is gonna
you
be
know me though.
No, I know you. I had a moment though. Yeah. I had a moment where I was like, maybe I shouldn't be bringing like funeral pamphlets. And I was like, no, Sean will love it. Yeah. I mean, you want it, you're like, wear black, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it was cute. We had our little funeral pamphlets, which was also hilarious because at one point when the server was clearing the table,
She
accidentally took one, and then she like saw what she took and then said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, and put it back. Like, I think she thought we were there post an actual funeral.
And also the photo that you chose, you said, doesn't, it's like such a weird
photo. It's not like a regular Sean photo. Like, I chose a photo of him that's like him smiling in a suit at a wedding that he's kind of looking to the side because it looked to me like the type of photo parents would choose for a funeral. And like, because they're not gonna like choose a thirst trap with a half naked with a cowboy hat off your Instagram.
They should but they won't
because
they're cowards.
So I wanted to make it look like an actual one,
but I'm saying like it didn't necessarily give the energy that I was giving at that time.
So like she, I don't think she would have looked up and been like, oh, that's that guy.
Yeah.
So she he was like, oh god, I was here, I'm so sorry, and gave it back. And I was like, oh my gosh, these people literally think that we're literally here like post funeral, and also that we're like weirdly this happy and like laughing
and getting
and
cocktails.
I mean, a lot of people I guess do like celebration of life, like whatever, but it was, that was just a funny little thing. And then it was really nice. We had like a that restaurant, it's Nuba in Gastown, if you live in the Vancouver
Lebanese
area.
Food,
it's so fucking good, holy shit. So that was so fun. And then, my girlfriend plays on a hockey team and she was going to come meet us for cocktails after because they had playoffs. So they had their playoff game and I could tell it was about the time that they were like getting off the ice. So I just texted and said, cause I told her I'd keep her up to date if we were still at the restaurant or we were moving to the cocktail bar. So timing wise, it was actually kind of convenient because we were like just about to pay our bills and I texted her to be like, meet us at the cocktail bar. And then I get a call from one of her friends on the team. And immediately when I saw her friend calling, I was like, something's not good.
Yeah.
Turns out she had been knocked out on the ice. She'd like me to specify from a hit, not from a fight. And I don't know why she thought that was so important.
And
she
like, does
did
that make
though.
I
don't know.
You still went down on a hit, bitch.
You still... Still clocked your ass. Literally,
skate a little faster next time.
Literally, hold your ground. Literally flipped over cartwheel style because I could see the video. Afterwards.
I need to see the video.
I haven't shown you the video. Oh my god, I gotta show you the video. Patreon exclusive. We're getting a concussion. I mean, if it makes people sponsor this podcast,
so
I'm kind
true.
Of open to it. She does like a cartwheel through the air, lands on her fucking head. And she's knocked out on the ice for like 2 minutes. Does not move. Looks like a dead body on the ice.
Do they have like the full helmets? What helmet style do they have to wear?
I don't know. A helmet?
I know, but is it like a face shield or is it literally just like
I think it has a
face
shield.
Open?
I don't know.
Oh, you should know this.
I'm so not detail oriented with this kind of stuff that I literally couldn't even tell you what colors their like jerseys are.
Okay.
Like it's like paint, like I don't know. If I'm like one of those people that if I like close my eyes right now and you were like name three pieces of art in this apartment, I'd be like, I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
I have no
sorry
fucking
that man.
Clue what you're talking about.
I saw
about.
The art on the street, I wouldn't know a thing.
Literally.
Yeah.
I think they have a face shield. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Anyways,
I literally don't know. Anyways, she landed on her fucking head, was wearing a helmet, knocked out cold for a couple minutes, and then she gets up and she like can't move her legs. Like friends had to like carry her off the ice. So anyway, she went to the hospital because she was clearly concussed, like she couldn't walk, she couldn't anything like that. And then also because of the amount of time that she was unconscious, they were worried about like brain bleeding, like all that kind of stuff. So I literally get this call. I think they thought it was going to make me feel better if Julia talked to me for a moment on the phone, but it made me feel worse because she sounded fucked. Like all I can describe it as is, you know, when your friend calls you and they're really drunk and they need help. And you're like, they're like, can I get a ride or something like that? It sounded like that, but she hadn't had anything to drink. So I was like, oh my God. I was like, is she like like have brain damage. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
That's not good.
So anyways, I ended up having to call an Uber and meet her. Her friends drove her to the emergency room. So then I had to go meet her at the emergency room and sit there till like, I was out till like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Because just, I was at the, just vibing at the emergency yeah. room, which is a special treat on a weekend night, let me tell you.
Oh, I bet.
Anyways, I probably should have started with, she's okay. Sorry.
The suspense.
Is she dead? Yeah. I don't know. There really was a funeral. No. Okay. That's fucked up to joke about. But anyways, yeah, she did the whole brain scan, etc. No brain bleeding. She's okay. It's now been a week. She stayed in a dark room with no screen time for like 3 days. And she's good now. She has to be careful, obviously. But like, she doesn't have headaches anymore or anything like that. So yeah, it was just like such a bummer because I'm like, of all the years she has played hockey, everything, she's never gotten injured.
Yeah.
Not once during hockey, besides like a bruise or like whatever. And it's your fucking 30th birthday. And they weren't even like, they didn't even know that they're like, this wasn't a regular scheduled game. It was yeah. only because they made the playoffs. So last minute they got this scheduling and it happened to be during your birthday.
I think it's fairly obvious that it was my fault.
I think you cursed it.
No, I fully cursed it.
Yeah.
And I actually, like, I think I put so much hatred out for adult
yeah.
hockey.
Yeah. I think so. Because I told Sean, I was like, I told Julia, I was like, okay, you got to tell Sean that you can't come.
Yeah.
She was like, can you tell him? And I was like, no, it's not my fucking job yeah. that you have hockey. Wait, like, it was literally like arguing with like your child that doesn't want to call their boss and yeah. like quit. So like, mom, can you do it? I'm like, no, you have to do
this one's yours.
This one's yours. You yeah. can do it. So she like tells Sean, and then of course like Sean's like half bugging us, half not, that like, are you fucking kidding me? For an adult hockey league, you're missing my birthday.
I was like, there's not a chance you're making it to the Olympics. Your time is over.
You're washed up. Literally. And then she goes and plays, and literally in the last 3 minutes of the game gets decked. That was decked.
Me, for sure.
You definitely put a curse on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but worked.
Don't play hockey on a birthday. Yeah.
That was a warning. Yeah, that was exactly. a warning from Sean. Oh my God, your witchy energy was just like at such a high power on it your was. 30th
yeah.
that you just like put a curse down there.
It struck her down.
Yeah, so that fucking sucked, obviously, for multiple reasons. I'm happy Julia's okay now, but like it also is like a bummer because I missed the birthday. At least I got the full dinner.
Yeah.
But still, like the dinner was like the least interactive of it. You were at the totally. Opposite end of the table as me.
Yeah.
I got a delicious meal, but I didn't get to actually like hang out with you.
I know.
And then yeah, it sucked, but you guys, you said you had a really good time.
It was so fun.
Yeah, you danced.
So fun.
Are you gonna tell us? Are you gonna let the people know?
No.
you're not gonna let them know at all. You're not.
No. Oh. I was just so innocent.
You're just innocent. Okay.
Just spent the night alone.
Okay.
Sober.
Yeah.
Just like thinking about life.
Yeah. You did a little puzzle or just something. Just a little
puzzle. I had yeah. like one drink.
Yeah.
I drove.
You went one drink. You drove home safely. You did a little, home. Lit a candle, did a little yeah. puzzle, little had a bubble bath. Mask. Oh my God. I'm so happy for yeah. you.
No, I was a dirty slut.
Okay, yeah, I'm so happy. I'm literally, when you called me the next day mm-hmm. and gave me the recap, I was mm-hmm. so happy for you.
Yeah,
this is everything I wanted.
I think it bodes well for my next few months as well.
What the fuck does that mean?
I feel like it was like ripping off the band-aid of,
oh, so now we're going into like feral summer.
Feral for me. I still yeah. will never be that feral, but it was a pretty feral night, I will say.
Yeah,
but yeah,
Sean was making out in the club.
Yeah.
Which, that's the thing. For me, is nothing.
Yeah.
Like, because, and that's what, like, there's different levels of feral for different people.
Totally.
I feel like my, like, angelic vibe is your feral.
Yes.
And considering in the same club, I...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to go there.
Do you want to tell no, the people?
No, we're not going to go there. That's story. That story's exclusive. That story's too much. Too much for these little listeners' ears.
Yeah.
But yeah. So in the last couple of years, that club has had some doozies from us.
It sure has.
Yeah. But yeah. I love a birthday makeout on the dance floor.
Yeah. And then he did stay at my house until like 5 p.m. the next day.
Yeah.
Which was great. It was actually really lovely. But I do think it's really funny because we watched a movie.
Okay.
And
that's so intimate for a one night stand.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that for you. My first question to Sean when he said he stayed at my house till 4 p.m. the next day was, okay, but was that a good thing or a bad thing? Because I couldn't figure out if you were like, ugh, he wouldn't leave. Like, he wouldn't stay at my house. Like, most people, I think, with a one-night stand would be like, oh my God, I was so hungover. And he just kept hanging out.
Yeah.
And you were like, it was lovely. We ordered food. We watched a movie. I was like, okay, this is Sean's feral vibe.
Yeah.
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 Comfort feral.
I didn't say it wasn't feral the next day.
That's so fun though. I love when you like hook up and then you wake up and you're like, I still want to hook up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fun.
But I do think it's really funny because we decided to watch a movie and what do I make this man watch?
Oh no.
What do you think I made this man watch?
I don't know.
Promising Young Woman.
Oh.
I said, if you're going to come into my home, you're going to leave watching cinema. We're not watching
God.
A movie. And he said, at the end, it ended and he said, what a movie. And I said, yeah.
Oh my God, but that is such a good way to suss out if that's your kind of guy or not.
Totally.
Because if they were like, that was fucked up or something like that.
No, the whole time he was like, this is so fucked up. I also feel like there's so many problems like this with the gay community. And I was like, you passed the test.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So are we seeing this guy again?
I don't know. He doesn't even live in this country or a bordering country.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he's going to be back though.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Will you see him when he comes back?
Who knows?
Wow, you're so mysterious.
I actually don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. You actually don't know. But would you like to? You would like to.
Yeah.
If it happened, you would be very interested in
totally.
Watching another feminist film.
Absolutely. Maybe I'll do Jennifer's body next.
You should just go through all of your tattoos, all the movies portrayed on your bodyscape.
Absolutely. And I also just think it's funny that I'm like, if I'm going to hook up with somebody, I'm going to educate the masses. You know, that's my
Absolutely.
Duty.
I think that's so powerful.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm doing my work.
You are. You're doing God's work.
Yes.
On this Sunday.
Because God is a woman.
True. Okay. Well, today was beautiful. I feel blessed. God bless you.
No.
I was
going to
see if you would say it back.
I thought about it, but it even felt wrong. I actually like, doesn't that feel.
No, I love cosplaying like a little church bitch. Okay. I love it.
Okay.
I think in a different life, I might have been one.
I get that for me.
You know? Yeah. So I just, sometimes it feels a little right. I feel very wholesome sometimes when I'm pretending.
I could see you in another life being like a Midwestern mom, making like fluff salad and being like religious, like a Tammy or like a Trudy or something.
Well, let me tell you, this hairstyle has changed me and it's not too late. Yeah. So it might be this life.
You're going to go to the store. You're going to get some canned pineapple,
mm-hmm.
some marshmallows,
and I'm
some cool whip.
Moving down to the Midwest and finding me a man and
Absolutely.
Getting a couple kids. And
you've seen the light. Thank God.
Amen. All right. Well, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe. Jesus would want you to.
You know what else Jesus would want?
What?
5 fucking stars.
Seriously, what the fuck
like,
is
Jesus
this shit?
Jesus was nailed to a fucking cross and he's going to come back and you're not going to give us 5 stars?
That is so
That's
fucked
lazy.
Up. That is so lazy. That is so lazy. Seriously. Like, go sit in a cave and think about yourself for a few days if you can't just click 5 stars
exactly.
wherever you're listening.
Yeah.
Make sure to also follow us on social media, on TikTok and on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in our bio for merch and to become a patron if you want this on video so you can see my hairstyle. You can also follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.